The 7th annual Toolbox Niagara campaign is well underway, and the organization's founder James Simon says that the local community has been more supportive than ever this year. "We're seeing a lot of growth," Simons tells Thorold Today. "Everyone says it's my project, but it's really not. At the end of the day, it's the community's." Each fall, Toolbox Niagara sets up collection bins at several locations throughout Thorold, such as the Thorold Public Library, City Hall, and the TCAG, to collect winter essentials. Donated goods are used to create toolbox kits that are then distributed to the local homeless population. This year's Toolbox campaign officially kicked off on September 27 with a pasta night at Club Belvedere. Simon says the event was a smashing success, and through the generosity of patrons, Toolbox Niagara was able to provide 50 homeless people with a meal as well. To keep momentum going, Toolbox is organizing a comedy fundraiser on Friday, November 10 at the Grantham Lions Club in St. Catharines. "There will be an opportunity to pie me in the face," Simon says. "There will also be an auction, and the money will go to Toolbox." The organization has also found a community partner in CAA this year. "They reached out to us and said they wanted to help," says Simons. "They donated 500 pairs of gloves to us, and they're selling gloves at all their branches, and that money goes back to Toolbox." CAA will help with distributing the Toolbox kits to the homeless population as well. "Their vehicles will be equipped with toolboxes," explains Simons. "They're out more than us. They see more. If they see somebody that is homeless, they'll be able to help them. It's a big partnership." Local CAA branches have also set up collection bins for people to donate their winter essentials to Toolbox. With a bigger presence in the community, Simons hopes to distribute more Toolbox kits than ever this year. "There's more need," he says. "One agency usually requests 20 toolboxes, they're now asking for 250. That's a big increase. I'm not worried. The community always gets behind us. They always have." Simons credits the campaign's growth to his grassroots efforts. "I think it takes time to get recognized," he says. "When you're starting a charity, you have to get out there. I've been going to events, networking. You build relationships, and then people get behind you. It doesn't happen overnight." Is Simon surprised that support for Toolbox Niagara continues to grow in Thorold? "No, not at all," he says. "That's why I'm a proud Thorold resident, and I'll never leave."